And let's pray. Oh, Holy Father, as we come to this time of communion, as we come to this time to remember your Son, I pray that your Son would be magnified right here. And Jesus, it is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. When someone breaks the law, there's an expectation of punishment. We expect there to be some kind of hardship, loss, or even pain associated with that offense. That is the expectation, and that is just. However, when someone does what is right, and they suffer hardship, they suffer loss or pain, we quickly understand that to be unjust. Here, Peter is writing to believers that are suffering. He's writing to believers that are suffering unjustly for doing what is right. And Peter encourages them that their suffering finds favor with God. And that when they suffer unjustly, they are blessed. And that leads us into our verse, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Chapter 3, verse 18. Please follow along as I read. For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. This verse tells us that Christ died. He suffered. He suffered unto death. The promised Messiah was crucified. He was nailed to a cross by Roman soldiers. He hung there for 6 hours. He suffered excruciating, agonizing thirst. And then he died. But this physical suffering was not the worst part. This verse tells us that Christ died for sins. The sinless Son of God suffered the penalty and punishment for rebellion against God. He had lived a perfect life of obedience to the Father, and then he suffered for that which he had not done. He suffered and died for sins which were not his own. He experienced the full weight and wrath of God the Father. And when he died, it was finished. This verse tells us that Christ died once for all. His death was the unique one-time satisfaction of God's wrath for all sin, for all believers. All sins, past, present, and future. All wrath was absorbed by Christ in that singular event that ended with his death. This verse also tells us who he died for. Christ, the just, died for the unjust. Christ, the righteous one, died for the unrighteous. He went in their place. He bore their sin. He was their substitute. He suffered unto death for them. Why? Why would Jesus do this? This verse tells us that Christ died so that he might bring us to God. He died for the purpose of bringing believers into the presence of the King. Believers are brought into the presence of God by God to be reconciled with God. Without Christ, the unjust and the unrighteous have no substitute. Without Christ, the unjust and the unrighteous are unable to bring themselves to God. Christ is the one that performs the action of bringing unjust, unrighteous believers to God. We're about to take a little cracker and a little cup of juice, and we're going to remember the death of Christ. This is a time for believers to do that remembering, to do that celebrating. This is for followers of Christ, those that have repented of their sins to follow Christ. If you're not a follower of Christ, we simply ask that you would pass those elements by. But as you do, I would like you to consider your condition. You know that you are not perfect. And you know that by biblical standards, you're a sinner. And as you just heard, you have no substitute. And as you just heard, you have no one to reconcile you to God. Let go of your pursuit of your life without Christ. Turn to Him and cast yourself upon Him. Do that right now and join us and partake and celebrate. If you're a follower of Christ and you are persisting in your disobedience, you're persisting in sin, do not stay there. You know what you're doing is sin. And you know what you're doing grieves the Holy Spirit. Confess that right now. Turn from that right now. And join us and partake. Believers, I read a verse like this, and it is shocking. The unrighteous should suffer. The unjust should suffer. Christ should not suffer. But this means that I should suffer. This means that you should suffer. But God, in His mercy, sent His Son to suffer and die as a substitute, as my substitute, and as your substitute. He received what we should have received, and we get what we do not deserve. We get to be brought near to God by God Himself. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.